Então, tira-me.
All right, welcome back to the Don't Judge Me podcast. Here today with Sir Nigel, House of the Wave Files from Dark Grey Triad. Boys looking left, because I'm not right. I'm here today with Kopi, actually. But I'll introduce
first. It's me, the J Del Negro MC. And then after I get done with this, we'll introduce the third member of the collective non-judgmental party. But first and foremost, thank you, jury, for tuning in to the Don't Judge Me podcast, where it is absolutely your pleasure to make our acquaintance. To reach us, leave us a voicemail at 410-834-1562. Email us at don'tjudgepod@gmail.com or message Sir Nigel on his House of Wave Files messaging system, aka WhatsApp, at Don't Judge Me podcast. Your comments will be shared with other jury members and you will be judged accordingly. For more content, visit our YouTube page. Not even certain this episode is going to go up on YouTube, but whatever. Now let's proceed with the show to continue to judge in life. With us this episode is another contributing member of the Portal of Judgment. I would go as far as to say he is the most talented member of the Portal of Judgment. And he has skills and abilities beyond just judgment. He is a great pseudo barbecue chef. Mm-hmm. He is a magnificent tap dancer. I am sure he could open a child care service center and karate place at the same time.
Not wrong.
Ladies and gentlemen, Honey Glaze is here with us, everyone. Honey Glaze.
What's up? What's up? What's up? What's up? It's Ronnie C, a.k.a. your favorite Honey Glaze, a.k.a. your Freak Nick Daddy. What's going on?
You know, they're supposed to be doing a documentary on Freak Nick.
Exactly why it came up, House of Wave. Oh yeah,
you know I'm gonna be there. An hour and a half of Ron and two flags with a funnel cake thing.
That's where I originated. Now you got to find out where Honey Clays came from, guys.
Oh, oh. So, sir, how's it going, man? How's life?
Life's good, man. I moved down south, aka Freetnik. and it's been good, man. I like it down south. It's more diverse than I thought. Gotta say. I was expecting the worst, and I got pleasantly surprised.
I feel like you gotta go Midwest.
Oh, Midwest is great. Not
as many, but like I feel like South. I feel like you're good.
Listen, we all landed in South Carolina, so I'm pretty sure the further south you go is kind of where it'll pick up to be a little bit more diverse.
I feel like it's like you know those like bell curve joints. Uh-huh. Like as you go to Florida, it top you know,
yeah,
it's dropping back down.
Yeah, I mean, Charlotte reminds me a lot of New York. It's a lot of ethnicities that have just converged because everybody's like, no one's native Charlatan. They're out of, yeah, it's like everybody comes here for work or because it's a easier place to live. It's like the biggest little city because the city looks big and then you get in there, you're like, oh, that's small. I made it through in 3 minutes. That's great. And then you go home. Sure. Yeah, yeah. Like, I'm in Monroe, and I literally can drive, take one road to go straight through downtown and be through downtown in, like, 5-10 minutes. That's it.
Downtown. That's like downtown Columbia. Have you all been to Columbia Mall before?
I've been there.
You have been to downtown Columbia, the mall. Yeah.
That's it.
That's it.
I can believe that.
It's a couple buildings around it.
Beautiful downtown. Is that like downtown Baltimore? Because really, when people say that, they only say the Inner Harbor. That's all they're talking about.
Significant thing
downtown. Because yeah, honestly, if somebody said, like, you want me in downtown Baltimore, I would say, like, is that near the harbor?
But you know, it's looking further west. Or a lot
that's
further
it. That's all they say. The same. That's all the same.
I said I wouldn't consider them one and the same.
Got it.
I would separate them, but they probably are the same.
West downtown Baltimore is where the Dope Fiends are. And east where the harbor is just where all the touristy attraction areas is because it's close to the football and baseball stadium.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So
yeah, they don't talk about the west side.
No, it's got Lexington Market, but that's where all the Dope Fiends go to. So
yeah, that's not advertised. I didn't see that on
Hippodrome's
no
over there. The arena's over there. But that's get an advertisement in your Penny Saver.
You guys have a great tunnel.
Penny Saver in decades.
Oh, I'd be every once in a while.
She's on the
Yeah,
floor.
yeah, she's on the floor. And that's like these real pictures. I got a Penny Saver not too long ago. I had one of those buy one, get one free at Ruby Tuesday. I definitely kept it.
Where's a Ruby Tuesday?
I don't know, but just in case I want it, I keep
There,
that
you'll find one. They're kept alive just for their salad bar. That's it. That's all people go for.
Actually, I don't know where the places on Ruby Tuesdays are closed.
Yeah, you know, it's probably like hidden somewhere in Maryland next to a Kmart, and it's probably just, you know, thriving in that community.
Yeah.
But I don't know where one is either.
I mean, if there isn't actually a surplus of Ruby Tuesdays, do they do their grocery shopping at Aldi's? Like,
Probably.
do they just have a staff member like, we need you to go and get more lettuce for the salad bar?
I feel like, yeah, absolutely.
Is
Because it's
open.
definitely like bag pulled apart, salad dumped in. Like that's life at Ruby Tuesdays.
What was the restaurant growing up that you loved to go to as a kid?
I love to go to as a kid. It was all breakfast joints for me. So I grew up in Oxon Hill. I went to a place called Bob's Big Boys, and it's no longer here in Oxon Hill, but Bob's Big Boy had a mean buffet, and me and my brother's go-to was always these cheese eggs. And I don't know why, but they was just so good. And so we was devastated when they went away. But it's always been them. And then when we moved to Virginia, it was a place called Shoney's, which
Same.
was still
Oh,
breakfast
same.
related.
I've been to Shoney's.
Big boys at
Yep.
Shoney's. Same thing.
Yeah, same thing.
It's less
So,
teeth in Shoney's. Like your waitress
yeah.
will have less teeth at Shoney's at
Absolutely,
Shoney's.
100%.
Beautiful.
It was like a bear or something, so they tried to make it friendly. It was like a Shoney bear, and I was like, "What the hell is this?" And I was like, "That's our mascot." And I was like, "I don't know how you get that, but all right." So yeah, so those were the two biggest ones. There's always been breakfast joints for me though. It's not been like lunch or dinner
Mine
spots.
was Friendly's. Friendly's was my spizzop.
All right. So story. That's the place we used to have a Friendly's in Upper Marlboro, and they got rid of it. But I have to say, Friendly's is on the spot just because that's what me and my stepmom, you know, when you have a step parent and they've been there for a while, they try and find something to connect with you. Me and my stepmom will always go to Friendly's on Fridays and get some ice cream, just me and her, and just chill. And so Friendly's got a special place in my heart. So we're gonna put that in the special mentions.
That's nice.
And thank you for bringing that up, because I almost forgot about
You know, my mom didn't take us anywhere for real.
it.
If my childhood is the pinnacle of we got food, like, and I don't like, I'm gonna tell you for real talk. I didn't have Popeyes until I was in college. Like
Oh
real talk.
no.
Like real talk. Like I went to like KFC like once or twice. And like everybody was like, yeah, Popeyes, Popeyes. I'm like, I had to lie. Like I was like, yeah, Popeyes. And then I was like, yeah, the two piece. Like I didn't know what I was talking about. And even to this day, I don't know how to order from there because I like, it was too late in the game. I don't know. Like when the Popeye sandwich, the reason why I didn't get it because I was scared. I'm not gonna lie. Like I just didn't know what.
You
I
should have
still
been
haven't tried it.
scared because
I don't
people
know
was
how to.
dying over
I don't know
there.
the atmosphere. I've never personally gone into Popeyes and ordered food, so I don't know what it's like. Like I've had it since in college, but I've never personally walked in and been like, I know what I want. Like
You have to
I
get
don't
the
know that menu.
experience.
I don't know that menu.
Imagine
But anyway.
you got to go and get the experience, my
That's what I'm
brother.
saying. But at this point, I'm 40. Like, I mean,
There's no better time than the present to find out what
I
it's
wake
like
up,
to
I
go
agree
into
with
a
you.
Popeyes.
Just be like, hey, I'm gonna take y'all to something, get y'all in. But I guess, like, honestly, like, I guess my first restaurant for real that I used to go to all the time, probably Olive Garden.
I mean, at least your family when you're there.
Yeah, but I didn't go with the family. I went with college friends, like, and you didn't tell me nothing. And then I found out I got a hip that Olive Garden was like the cheap spot, and I was like, "But this is quality. You have noodles
Not
and rice.
quality.
Like, what is quality?"
I mean, they breadsticks was quality, but
No,
that
I learned
breadsticks
because I
was
eventually went to Maggiano's, and I was like, "What have I been putting in my body?"
family. That's
Ah, has it the Fast and the Furious at dinner at Olive Garden. Yeah,
Oh,
you know
absolutely.
what's gonna happen? They're gonna jam someone's car with a breadstick
It's
or something.
next to space. I don't think they've been to space yet, and I
You're like,
haven't. I don't know. I did they? See, I'm
space.
far. I'm
Entire
so
reason
far
in space.
removed. The last one I saw, they was in Brazil, and then I was just
Oh,
like,
that
I
was a
can't.
long time ago, player.
Yeah, I can't. I couldn't continue on. because I just couldn't. It was the last Paul Walker film, as a matter of fact. When Paul died, I was like, okay, I'm out.
No, he's apparently been in three more since he died. They just
CGI
upcoming one. Yeah, so. They just CGI him. They use his brother, and they like CGI like
disrespectful.
No, it is, and they literally be having like they be. And it's so funny because like the scene that they guess they recorded is out of context. So you just see him like, nah, man. But they got like work the dialogue around this one snippet. So you'll see like let's say like you see Ben, like, hey man, we need to do this for family, and all of a sudden it just cuts to Paul Walker. Nah, man. And it's like, oh, back to Vin Diesel. And it's like,
everybody's what? In the house and you see Paul Walker in lids, like at the
yo,
counter.
Yo.
And he's looking over. Nah.
And then even the lighting's off. So it's like, you know, daylight with, and then when it cuts to Paul, it's like nighttime. And it's like, what is that? What?
Nah, I'm so glad I stopped. I can't do it.
Yeah,
I can't
right.
do it.
Yeah, I'll learn. Olive Garden.
End result is Olive Garden.
Yeah, like, I mean, like, we really didn't go anywhere. My mom was always like, we got food at home.
My man was, you got food at home, kid.
All right, cool. Was she food at home? Was it like real? Was she cooking? Like, was she throwing down food at home?
Yeah, she's
but see, that's the difference. If you got somebody who's throwing down at home, I prefer that because, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, that's where I kind of grew up. So, like, I really didn't even get into, like, carryouts and stuff like that. Like, every once in a while, Domino's. Every once in a while, we'd have Domino's pizza. And because my dad like just verbally abused this guy, he would just give us free pizzas.
What would your dad say to the pizza?
I don't know, he'd say, one of his favorite things he always would say, he'd talk to this guy, chopping him up for like an hour. Now this is delivery. Like it's like, what? Why is this guy on the phone with my dad for an hour? But he's like, man, look, I got two sons, they're hungry. Yeah, I'm just like, I got four little words. You know what that is? And he's like, what? He's like, help. Help me. Help me. Help me feed these boys. And so he would like, we would order one pizza and then like four would show up. And it's like, why are we needing four pizzas? It's two kids. What are you doing? And so Don would probably,
you know what your dad said?
Yo.
Family.
Yo, family.
That was a hustle.
That's probably why I watched all of them, because it's been stitched into my soul. And that's why I gravitated to Olive Garden. I was like, you know what? This place is like a reputable reputation for family. And so. Yeah, Domino's. Domino's probably, I don't consider that a restaurant though because it was delivered. So, yeah, my mom was always throwing down and she just refused to. She always talking about there's chemicals in the food or something. So, there's always an article. So
now, will she let you cook for her? Or she's like, nah, dude.
Look, I'm telling you, look, when the fire happened at my mom's house, right? She was at my house. I cooked the first night. She was like, I'm good. And she started, she was like, you don't need to cook for your mom. And I threw down. I thought I threw down. Like, and she was like, "No, you don't need to eat that." She literally ate slow. She did a slow cooker for 6 months and then took it after she moved out.
Dang.
She was like, "You know,
took
I like
it after she moved out."
It's mine now.
No, but the thing is, I bought her one, and then she was like, "Well, I'm familiar with this one. I'm gonna take this one." I was like, "But I didn't."
Oh, so she gave you the new one.
I bought you. Yeah, she
did. She take. Okay, so she took. She left you the new one, and she took the old one.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah, no, I'm all right with that.
Yeah, I guess.
The peppery flavors
mm-hmm.
and stuff.
So. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But yeah, I cooked her one thing, and she was like, no, I'm good.
Dang. See, that's different. My mom used to throw down, and then she reached a point in her life where she just stopped. And then it would just all went left from there. Like, if you spend, like, 20-some-odd years with somebody who just throws down, can cook at all, something happens in their life, and all of a sudden they just forget how to cook. That was my mother, and I was like, oh, this cannot be a thing. So I had to learn how to cook so that we could eat good. So now I host all the Thanksgiving meals. She's like, you need me to bring anything? I'm like, yourself, and maybe you can buy some drinks, but don't make nothing else.
That would be good to my wife.
Yeah.
They say, yeah, that you have to learn. Now I got my kids in the kitchen. I'm like, y'all going to learn how to cook, damn it.
It's a skill set that's needed. Like, right? Like, I mean.
We losing recipes every day.
No, I asked my mom actually, like, when I moved out, I actually, like, asked her, like, give me all the recipes. And I wrote them down. And now I know how to make pretty much all the stuff that she's done. Like, nowadays, like, she'd be throwing some wild stuff out there. And I'd be like, oh, okay, olives don't belong there. But, you know what I'm saying? Like, for the most part.
Like, mama, we not doing apples in the potato salad. Look, you're not doing that.
No. She's doing some wild. She'd be like making a salad and all of a sudden it'd be like a pineapple in there. I'd be like, where did this come from?
I mean, I know it's sweet, but you just.
But it's some not. Stuff, it's warranted, right? Like, maybe. Like, but it's like, this is a salad. Like, why is it just lettuce and pineapple? Like, what is
the. It's a whole family Olive Garden recipe there. So I know.
So. Sometimes it's just like, oh, this is what I had. I'm like, yeah, but you know, tangerines and pineapples are not the same. Like, you know, you can't just substitute fruit however you want. Like,
yeah, you can't. That's not.
Like, why'd you? Because this is a struggle meal. I don't know what this. I didn't sign up for this.
Ooh, I got one for you. You brought it up. Struggle meal of choice. I'll go first.
Oh.
I had relatives that had spent time in state penitentiary. So when they came home, they brought home what was known as the hookup, which is essentially ooze and noodles, a mixture of tuna fish, mayonnaise, and whatever seasoning or spices or sauces you can come across. Mix that all together, put it on a saltine cracker. The summer of 92, I was eating a hookup all summer and looking forward to it. I'm throwing sardines. I'm throwing a little Vienna sauce. I'm not even recognizing, like, I am institutionalizing myself outside of these streets. I'm in the seventh grade talking about, like, you know what I mean, looking over my shoulder while I'm mixing.
Yeah, I wish I could pull out a oodles and noodles, listen, a can of tuna, and like a mayonnaise packet.
That,
like,
that was the struggle meal.
Listen, you just let me know how sheltered I was as a child, because apparently I've never had incarcerated relatives come show me the hookup. And that's never been a struggle meal that I've known of. So I congrats to you for being where you are today.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever.
Well,
my meatloaf.
are you familiar with the meatloaf?
Have you heard this?
No. Okay,
so meatloaf. One day I was like, I'm hungry, right? And I was like, you know, in my mind, I'm like, yo, meatloaf is just, you know, meat with just stuff in it. So why can't I just not add stuff and make a meatloaf, right? Like, I can always just compensate with sauce, right? And I was like, yo, you know, meatloaf is only good with the tomato sauce or ketchup, you know, like it needs that, right? So in theory, I would be doing the same thing. I got barbecue sauce in the refrigerator. I'm good. I just literally put a cone of meat on a pan and just cook it. I'm gonna tell you, I've had saltine crackers more moist than this fucking meat log, okay? Because this shit was dry, okay? And I almost died. Like, I was like, all right, I'm not gonna make that again. But I was like, you know what? Follow me for recipe.
Follow me for
more. Nah. I had regular, like, struggle meals, y'all. Like, yeah, I don't. Y'all have doing something different. I just realized my life has always been good, apparently, and I'm cool with that. I'm good. Like, you had bologna, fried bologna sandwiches, right? I'm like, okay, bologna or spam. Back in the day, spam was heavy, especially in my country grandma cooking. Like, that was it. Spam on some mayonnaise and bread, that was hitting. But once, you know, I got civilized, it was like peanut butter jelly. You know, I think for a year or two of my life, I had to have like cereal and water, and you never get over that. You never get over that. Like, I look at my kids now, like, y'all have no clue what struggling is.
And they're having like oat milk and latte,
right?
And dairy, last
yeah, none of that. Oh my god, now Rice Krispies don't even snap, crackle, pop with water. They just,
I can't think of any cereal that'd be good with water.
I can't think,
there's none.
I can't do that. That is just
sugar water, essentially. Like,
you might as well
just, it's
like,
not Rice Krispie. Wasn't even sugar water. It was just rice water.
Right. That, you know,
it just wasn't even.
I could maybe like right. I could maybe justify like Frosted Flakes and water. I could maybe see Cinnamon Toast Crunch and water. Imagine Cheerios and water, bro. Like that.
Yo. Like I said, I never got over it.
Yeah, I'm just eating cereal. Why'd you have to add water?
Eat like sunflower seeds.
Like. After the first,
because you know, as a kid, you like used to eating cereal with something. You know what I'm saying? Usually, if it's milk, even if it's skim milk, you'd be like, okay, you know, it's not the best. I'll have it though. But when you were growing up poor, you're like, okay, I either eat dry cereal. Rice Krispies not good dry. It's like it's gonna get all over the place, and so I'm like, okay, water's wet, milk is wet. Let's try this. And then after that first spoonful, and you realize all the life decisions you made up until this point have been wrong, yeah, it hits you differently. So I can't say I've had it more than once or twice, but it stuck with you. It's like you realize where you are as far as like how much money your family makes when you eat cereal and water. You're just like, oh, I'm poor. I get it. Yes. This is it. This is what this means.
I feel like Rice Krispies and water is the same stuff that they use to fabricate wood. You know, when you get cheap furniture and it's got that compile wood, or excuse me, water.
Hey,
I can play water.
I can believe it. I listen, I see it. You just crunch them up, put them in there, compress it, water.
Compressing,
You
there
got
we
it.
go. Heat activated, it's reinforced, you know what I mean?
Listen,
Cheaply made. And it pops.
that's, I spent my whole life saying I just don't want my kids to have Rice Krispies and water, and that's been my single driving force of
Oh,
being successful. It's like I just
yeah.
don't want them.
Hypothetical. Now put yourself in a position of I'm ridiculous. So all of us are currently ridiculous.
Yeah, I can maybe envision that.
Okay, yes. What is your single driving force as a parent? You don't want your kids to do what?
Oh, that's a good question. Because I'm ridiculous, so I don't want to say like what my honest one is.
Yeah, I don't want the honest answer. We just want something
Nah.
like I don't want my kid to ever be arrested for being a Kia boy. If he's going to steal a car, I need him to steal a much better car than a Kia. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't be just hot wiring with a USB port. I mean, like, do better. Steal a Land Rover. Steal a vehicle with tracking information on it so that you run the risk of getting caught and it's 5 stars every time you get in the vehicle. You know what I mean?
My single driving force didn't. I don't want my kids to be victims. I need them to be aggressors at all times.
You
I
know,
need
that's
y'all to
true.
start the
All the
fight. I
things.
need y'all to steal the lunch money. I need y'all to be the one starting some ish. Because what I don't want is you to come to me being Tattletale Tommy, talk about he hit me or he did this. Nah, Slim, I need their parents to come to me. So it just makes me feel better that you're not being taken advantage of. So I'm going to use that as my answer for sure.
Like
Because I.
I'm gonna scold you in front of him, but in real life, like I'm taking you to get ice cream afterwards.
Yeah. I feel like when things get like is progressing, right? I wouldn't mind, like, I want my kid to be a troll. Like I say, I'm an aggressor, right? Like
Yeah.
just all day, just make a shit post. I think that'd be awesome. Because my fear and my honest answer is my fear is that
Yeah,
they're
I mean.
not funny. Or they say some stuff like, "Hey, Tag, look at this." I'm like, "Boy."
Look what happened to you. Look what happened. They just do these little frilly dances
Born
and
a
be like,
shit boy.
right, it's bad though, because you raised it. So, okay. So, I don't want my kids to be sensitive, because I'm not sensitive. You can't be sensitive in this sensitive ass world, right? But that's my fear. Like, my son just started a YouTube channel, and I had to have a whole discussion with him about opening up the comment section. And I was like, look, my guy, the world is an evil place. And he's like, what do you mean? I'm like, you'll find out really soon, but the comments are going to come at you just because they can, and I can't stop them. It's like I'm fearful because like you put them. I don't want to stop them from doing YouTube. You know what I'm saying? Everybody doing YouTube is cool, but at the same token, I'm like I can't protect you from what you're about to witness, my guy. Like I need you to both experience it, but also be protected from it. I don't know how you do both besides talking with them, because I'm like you're gonna have some shit thrown at you.
Oh yeah, because people just will say something just to say something.
Just to say it.
Yeah, and then you
Just to
just told
say
you guys not to read it. You brought that on yourself. You brought that
it.
on yourself.
Yeah. But you know, the fear is they so sensitive they're gonna take it, and you know, then they have all types of issues, and you got YouTube people trying to commit suicide. I ain't trying to go that route, Slam. So the first act of harm that I see, like he just sitting in his room eating cinnamon Pop Tarts all day or Rice
Yeah.
Krispies
Rice
water. I know
Krispies.
listen, we're gonna shut YouTube down for a minute, bro. We're gonna shut it down.
You grab the
So,
box and grab a jug of water. You're like, no.
right.
Wait, we need to talk. We need to talk. We're
Let's
about
talk. Yeah,
to
that's what I want. That's what...
Oh my gosh.
it's sad.
I feel like in every kid's head, the soundtrack is Juice World. All Juice World is just playing in every kid's head right now, and they're just so like depressed and confused and misunderstood.
When
Yeah,
it gets dark
they just hear
outside.
stuff like that all the time in their head now. I was just like,
well, kind of in a way. Like it was funny because I remember,
Evanescence, Nigel.
no, I know,
Evanescence.
right? But so even when he was talking about what's that Spice, that new rapper, or whatever.
Ice Spice?
Yeah, I
Ice
was
Spice?
like, I don't remember that Spice Girl. Like, what are you talking about? Like, and so, and of course, now that I know about her, I've seen her more often, right? And I'm like, oh, that's who that
So
is.
now when you
Okay.
say Juice World, your phone heard it and will show you Juice World
You know, it
commercials.
would definitely be like a whole rack of Juice World stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I have seen them. Probably a typical young kid with dreads
There
or
you go.
something. Yeah, I mean, I've probably seen them thousands of times. I just Don't know.
I think he died too, by the way.
I think
Shout out to Juice WRLD.
he OD'd in the airport. We definitely talked about it on the show.
Yeah,
Oh, he OD'd? I thought he like caught fire or something. That sounds way better.
I like landing. I mean, he was like, hey, police are like here.
He took a whole bunch of pills. Like, seriously, all the pills.
What?
Yes.
I just need
just not to get caught, or just like just
not to get caught. Yeah, just not to get caught. And so he died, overdose,
bruh.
Like right then and there.
He took all.
Bruh, just take the counseling, my guy.
Bro, you can't even be like, "Hey, my dude, I have a career. Could you take this hit for me or something?" Like, I give you money, or even just
son,
hit. You're rich. Kind
of. I'm like, about to say, just take the counseling and the 4 years probation and call it a day.
He took all the pills.
You see, this is the problem. This is the problem. People too scared of consequences. This new generation is scared of consequences, all right? Yeah. Old generation, we knew we was going to get in trouble. We knew we was going to get in trouble, and we're going to do it anyway. I'm looking at the consequences. This is the worst case scenario. I'm going to do it. I'm going to get my ass whooped, but I'm going to do it.
Right.
You
like,
just knew it.
Even if let's say I had like a kilo on me, right, and a cop was like walking up to my car, I'm not going to be like, my first thought is to consume all of this. Like, bruh.
Nah.
Even if it's like, all right, usually one or two gets me messed up. I have 30 in my hand. Like,
that's how it is. But see, do you, like you said, you just fear your kids ain't funny. You just walk up, roll down the window. You got me. I don't know how you knew, but you got me. Go ahead and get it. It's in the truck.
Even like, I guess also having common sense, because I'm gonna tell you right now, even like taking hauls, I don't take too many of those. I'm like, you never know, like, like I might have a problem.
Mess up my taste buds, like, dude.
I follow the rubber tells somebody like every 6 hours. I don't miss that 6 hour window. Like, I don't hit it like, oh, it's four. No, I'm like six, 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 six. Now, given I've done it earlier, you know what I'm saying, but most times I try to stick to that schedule. The fact that he was like, yo, I got 30, 50 pills, in my, like, no, bro, like,
yeah, nah.
All he was missing was some water to pour over top of it so that he could have a bowl to scoop it up with.
Yo.
I mean, that is, I didn't know that. Like, I originally thought it was like something happened. It was a fire. He ended up, like, the original stories was like, yeah, there was something that happened. I didn't follow up on it, obviously. Number one, because I don't know who Juice WRLD is. Number two, it took me like 5 years after his death to actually understand who Juice WRLD was. But then number three, I just couldn't fathom. Like someone just saying, oh, I don't want to get caught.
I guess it was a fire because he was lit.
I see what you did there.
He was lit for 30 seconds before he went beyond.
I see what you did there. Yeah, no, that's crazy. That's wild. I didn't know that.
Yeah, no, that's he wild. Pretty much was just like, I don't want to get caught. I'm pretty sure I know what he looks like, but it still doesn't matter. Like, he's dummy.
And that's
the I mean, I still don't know who Ice Spice is, so.
We gotta do more experience, guys. We gotta do more experience. I think, I don't know if I shared it with you guys, but I put it on my IG story. A guy leaves a woman because her son is too bad. He's
you didn't send it to me. I've seen it though.
And then the first comment was, well, his daddy left. No reason for this nigga to stay.
Yes,
and you want to talk about the burn I felt.
It's facts.
It's just like, it's facts. It's like, yeah.
His daddy didn't want to stay. So why did you?
Lost you.
Yo, there are some, but see, that's why we talk about them comments. Just ruthless. Just ruthless.
Because the girl recorded it. The girl recorded it. Oh, you just going to leave me? Because my son, he said, I didn't try to help, you know, parent, but he just keep doing it. I'm out. Well, she quit to record. He quit to tell the truth. And the comments are like, what?
What, you gonna shame a man in the stand because you can't control your child? No,
that's what it is. So, as fathers and fictional fathers, we have to do more to be in our kids' lives to keep them from stealing kids, to not be bullied and be victims, and to not be trolls. So, as men,
yo,
stand up and decree today, we will not let this happen to our kids.
You know, that's the honestly. There's a whole bunch they don't put in a pamphlet about being a parent, because parenting is hard, because you want to not your kid to be a certain way, but you also don't want to force him to be another way. Like, my son played basketball and he was good, but he wasn't aggressive enough, right? Like, the first game, he shot the first shot, went in. I'm like, oh yeah, okay. And then all of a sudden he did like something. He was up on his dude and he got a foul. And that whole thing turned him into just this passive basketball player. He had the height, he had the speed, but he just, ever since that whistle, he just like backed up. And I'm like, you can't play basketball if you're not aggressive. But he just backed off. And so I've been working with him back in the backyard. He switched to football. So him and this little dude that lives literally right next door come in my backyard, and I throw the football to him. We play one-on-one drills. And so from playing them one-on-one drills, I'm talking to them both. First of all, they didn't know how to run routes worth a damn. They looked like they were salsa dancing with each other. And I said, this is not, you're not mine, but you can't do that. So I have to teach you how to run routes. So I taught them how to run routes, right? You know what I'm saying? So I teach them run routes, and I'm like, okay, y'all getting good. But all of a sudden, the competitive spirit started kicking in. They started shoving a little bit more. And then all of a sudden, like one thing led to another. They was trying to tackle my son Caden, just threw him off. He hit the ground. He scored a touchdown. He started crying. Dude started crying. I thought they was gonna start going to blows. I was like, we gonna have to pause. Like, I want you to be aggressive, but I don't want you to be that aggressive. But that's parenting. Like, it's like, I want you to gain some edge, but it can't be too much of an edge to where you want to fight people. You know what I'm saying? That's hard. That's a hard balance. I want you to not be sensitive, but I want you to have empathy. That's a hard balance to achieve when there's a whole bunch of stuff coming at you.
Well, the best way to monitor and control that is orange slices after the end of games. Make sure you give them
That's true.
orange slices
That's true.
to go
I
on
did
top of
apple.
salad.
I did apple salad. I knew and apple slices.
You didn't have the oranges. It's the orange slices. That's because it takes time and it soothes them
Gotcha.
in a go-gurt.
Vitamin C and got it.
It regulates. It regulates aggression. But I think we should probably wrap this bad boy up. So,
All right.
anyways, is there anything you want to tell the audience of the Don't Judge Me podcast? And as always, you're welcome to come back whenever you want, sir.
I want to come back. Listen, y'all, listen. Jay's been trying to get me on for the past 4 weeks, but I got 4 kids, so it's tough. But let y'all know, I'm gonna start being regular. I'm gonna start coming to impart my wisdom for everyone to hear, because it sounds like we need more wisdom from fathers and uncles here. So I'm gonna try to make it some more.
Well, we appreciate that. How's the cooking page going?
It's going. Speaking of which, I probably will post something this weekend. I'm gonna start. So we moved down to Charlotte. I had a grandfather who lived here, and he said I couldn't have a wood pellet grill smoker because he said that was not what charlatans do or southern people do. So he gave me this like maximum professional 200-pound steel grill that I'm gonna start using. And so that's coming on my page next. It's called Home Cooked Heaven, home.cook.heaven. I post my little home cooked meals on the page to show y'all what I'm cooking up. I don't do the videos yet because I don't want y'all critique how I'm doing it or whatever. I don't need y'all in my face. I just need y'all to see the finished project. So
I mean, it's looking good. Sorry, I can't get
I
something.
appreciate it. Hey, if you ever come down to Charlotte, feel free to stop by, my friend.
You don't live in the hood, right?
No, can't do that. I'm in the rich area of Monroe, if there is such a thing.
I will be through.
It's not a thing. Just
All
letting
right.
you know.
So I
Suburban.
appreciate you coming by to visit, and hopefully you'll be back again very, very soon. But thank you to the jury members. The actions you just heard have been arraigned correctly, and our judgment is final. If you want to provide different input or share an agreement, please reach out to us via email at don'tjudgepod@gmail.com. The voicemail number is 410-834-1562, or you can hit up Sir Nigel on WhatsApp at Don't Judge. What is it? Don't Judge Me podcast? No, Don't Judge podcast. And remember to enjoy life. Do whatever you want with that life, just as long as you don't judge me for judging you.
Yep, man. Twitter, Instagram, Don't Judge Pod. Nothing ratchet to end with. So enjoy this nice weather and find some sundresses.
All right, raise your kids, everyone. Raise your
Wait
kids.
some.
On the fence.